And still it did not rain. Eeyore tried to lie down in his shadow, but no matter how he tried, it was always too quick for him, and when that did not work, he licked the dew off the blackberry brambles.
"It's not much fun," he said, "especially when there are cobwebs on them, which there usually are in the mornings. But it's better than nothing."
One day, when Christopher Robin turned on the taps to run Lottie's bath, there was a sort of coughing noise, and all that emerged from the pipe was a trickle of brownish water and a deep sigh.
"Oh, la!" cried Lottie. "I'm not getting into that. I still have standards."
There was nothing for it but to call a meeting. Owl drew up the agenda, which read, 1. Minutes of the last meeting. 2. Lack of water. 3. Any other business. It was Owl who called the meeting to order.
"Item 1, he said. "Minutes of the last meeting."
"There aren't any," said Christopher Robin, "because there wasn't one, and even if there had been, there wouldn't have been."
The animals murmured their approval.
"Oh, very well,"
said Owl a bit grudgingly.
"That's past. Item 2.
It seems to me," said Rabbit,
"that we need water and we don't have any, which means that we need to get them. And quickly,"
Lottie added.
"This is true," admitted Owl. "But where will we get some from?"
Eeyore raised a hoof.
"If anyone's interested in hearing what I have to say, which I don't suppose they are, I'll say anyway. Where was I? Oh, yes. If people in this forest thought a bit more, instead of just minuting all the time, they might remember that there used to be an old well near Galleon's Lap. At least, I think there did."
"But is it still there?" asked Rabbit.
"And can we find it? And will there be water in it if it is? And if we can?"
"Possibly not, and possibly not, and possibly not," said Eeyore. "And 3 possiblies add up to 1 probably."
"Then we must go in search of it," said Owl.
They might not have found the old well had it not been for Lottie. As they approached the clump of ivy and gorse which concealed the opening, she suddenly sat up, the hair on her back bristling, her head high, her ears laid back, her nose twitching. Very softly she said,
"It is here. I can scent it. Water is to an otter as air is to a bird."
With that, the animals set about clearing away the smaller plants, while Christopher Robin hacked at the big ones. Soon, a hole in the ground appeared right in front of them. Around the hole, which Christopher Robin called a shaft, was a circle of rotten wood crawling with woodlice, an old rusted bucket on a rickety-looking chain, and an even rustier winch. Piglet stared nervously over the edge.
"It goes down and down," he said.
"It seems to me," said Christopher Robin sensibly, "that now we know that there's a well here, we need to make sure that there's water in it. And the way to do that is to throw something down and listen for a splash. Does anyone have a pebble?"
"I have," said Tigger. "But it's a very special one that I was keeping for my collection of special and interesting stones."
"Tigger," said Rabbit severely,
"what we have to consider here is the greater good of the greater number. Give me your pebble."
"Must I?"
But even as Tigger asked, he knew what the answer would be. Then Rabbit took Tigger's pebble and held it high above the shaft and called for silence and let it drop. The animals listened for what seemed like several minutes, but was probably just a few seconds, and then, unmistakably, there could be heard a faint splosh.
"Well," said Christopher Robin, "that is very good news indeed."
"It is good news, I quite see that, Christopher Robin," said Pooh. "But if the water is down there and we are up here..."
The answer is the bucket, said Christopher Robin. We let down the bucket and it gets filled with water and then we pull it up. This suggestion met with general approval, and Pooh said,
What it is to have a brain?
And Christopher Robin said, Silly old Pooh, and dropped the bucket down the well. They all watched as the chain unwound and the winch spun with a racket like 100 saucepans being thrown onto a tin roof, until suddenly everything stopped. The bucket stopped, and the winch stopped, and the noise stopped.
Machinery,
muttered Eeyore.
Modern inventions, never as good as they're cracked up to be.
There must be a blockage, said Christopher Robin. The pebble missed it, but the bucket didn't. What we need is... And then he stopped and glanced around the animals and cleared his throat and continued, What we need is a brave volunteer to go down in the bucket to clear the obstruction and come back up with some water. There was a long silence in Galleon's lap, broken only by the wind in the pine trees and a distant buzzing of bees. Of course, it has to be somebody who is not only brave, but small. There was another long silence. When Piglet looked at the other animals, he noticed that they were all staring at him.
Oh, dear, he squeaked. Why is everyone looking at me?
But he already knew why.
Oh, dear,
he repeated.
Oh, dearie me.
So then he climbed into the bucket and stood with his face just peeping over the edge.
I don't want to be here,
he said. Eeyore took hold of the winch.
If you want me to pull you up, little piglet, just shout up. And if you want to go deeper...
Deeper?
Squeaked Piglet.
Just shout deeper.
Oh!
Squeaked Piglet again.
Oh, dearie, dearie me!
Winch away, cried Christopher Robin, and away Eeyore winched.